Back on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon, and time for us to talk some football, Patriots football, as we are joined on the telephone line by the voice of the Patriots on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network, our friend Bob Soucy. Hello there, Bob.
Hey, Rich. Long time no talk. It's good to hear from you again.
Absolutely. How was your summer?
Summer has been busy, but that's a good thing, right? It's been really a fantastic summer for the most part. As always, the summer gets faster, year after year. Doesn't matter whether you're in football or not. The football off season flies by more rapidly today than it did yesterday and the year before, and the year before that. But it's good to be with you again and great to be looking forward to the first game of September.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the most recent news. Yesterday was cut down day. Were there any big surprises?
Yeah, I think there were a number of mild surprises, Rich, frankly, not what I would call a big surprise for the Patriots. I think you look at the players who were left off that are on the practice squad today as we speak. There are 16 guys that are going to be named to that practice squad, and a number of them were out today when the Patriots practiced. And I'm thinking about guys like Lil Jordan Humphrey and Cody Wesson, an undrafted player on the offensive line. And those are the kind of guys that we thought might have a shot at making the 53-man roster. Maybe Devin Asiasi, the third tight end, not making it, and in fact being claimed off waivers by the Cincinnati Bengals, would qualify as a big surprise for some. But then again, he really has been a player that has not been either healthy or productive in his first two seasons, and we didn't see him at all last week when the Patriots played against the Las Vegas Raiders in the preseason. So maybe not so surprising when you take all the different factors into account. As I said, I think there are a number of guys that were certainly in that mix and competition for being on the roster who didn't quite make it, but at least are going to have the opportunity now to work on the practice squad and be available to the Patriots probably sooner in some cases than later. Mm.
Well, let's talk about that last preseason game Friday night. I think safe to say a little bit flat at times. What were some positives, though, that the Patriots could take out of that?
Well, I would say a couple of the positives would be, for example, more impressions from a young player like DeMarcus Mitchell, an undrafted free agent. We're talking about a guy whose role will primarily, if not exclusively, be special teams at the outset. But he seized his opportunity during training camp, and I think he cemented it the other night. I think there were things that were done defensively by the likes of Daniel Kwale, who unfortunately would be suspended for a couple of games in getting to the quarterback, or maybe Anthony Jennings continuing to get a lot of repetitions with the regulars and continuing what has been a strong summer for him. When you're talking about guys who will have defensive roles, in Kwale's case, like I said, not the first two games, but he'll be a depth piece on that defensive line. But it's really hard to look at the performance against Las Vegas, frankly, and take too many positives from it overall, with maybe the exception of the fact that they finished on a better note. There were certainly very disconcerting signs offensively throughout the preseason and, frankly, in a big way early in that game. But at least after struggling the first several series, Mac Jones found a little bit of a rhythm toward the end. But they have a lot of work to do collectively. I think they have seen individual growth, but collectively they have a lot of work to do between today and that first game in Miami. And as I say that, Rich, I would be remiss if I didn't note the two young rookie cornerbacks, Marcus Jones and Jack Jones. Their continued improvement, their performance against the Raiders, I think that would qualify as well as a positive. But overall, clear. And Bill Belichick made it clear after the game and even halftime of our telecast. They got a lot of work to do. It's a disappointing performance overall.
And yet Coach Belichick seems to be in an awfully good mood this preseason. Is that because he knows perhaps that some of these problems are something they can fix in fairly short order?
I think it's a couple of things, Rich. I think it's probably, certainly fair to say and speculate about. And neither of us knows, nor does anybody else, except for Bill Belichick, frankly. But I also have to think, too, we're at a point now where the Patriots team has a shrinking list of players who've been a part of the championship success. We understand, for example, you know, the September is not the be-all and end-all. There is urgency there in September, but you really don't find out about your football team until the middle part of the season. Now, they don't have the luxury, maybe, because they don't have Tom Brady anymore and some of the talent they've had in the past, and they have a division that's a lot better than it used to be. We know how difficult it was last year to bounce back after a 2-4 start. But I think a big part of the message, and I don't want to say positivity, but I think at least trying to keep things framed in a context that keeps, you know, his players from questioning, from panicking. It's important, especially given the makeup of the team, if that makes sense. Because, hey, you got a lot of new guys who come over to this organization in the last year or two. There are 10 rookies on this team right now for the Patriots. When you look at it, that's a fifth of the roster, basically. And, I think that he's trying to make sure that his team continues to feel good about itself, even though, as I said, you know, there's a lot of improvement to be made. And they are certainly going to read about it and hear about it if they make the mistake of going online or tuning in to local talk radio.
We're talking with Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots here on Downtown. Bob, how about that early season schedule? Obviously, we know what can happen down in Miami, but how do the first few weeks look from your perspective?
Well, it's difficult, Rich. I think it's an extremely difficult schedule. And very similar to last year, too, I think the strength of the schedule lies in the first quarter of it, if you will, and maybe the last half of it. You know, last year the Pats started 2-4, then they won 7 in a row, then they struggled down the stretch. Eventually they lost 4 of their final 5 games, including the playoffs. And this year you look at those first 4 games, 3 of them are on the road. You got to go to Miami. The Patriots have lost to the Dolphins down there, more with Tom Brady than with anybody, than to anybody else, let alone without Tom Brady. That's where they, last year, ended the regular season with a defeat. They began last year with a loss to the Dolphins at home, and they got 3 straight. And now I think Miami is a stronger team, they're a faster team. They present a lot of problems with a new coach, of course. The Patriots then have to go on the road in week 2 to Pittsburgh. And it's stating the obvious, it's cliched. Regardless of who the quarterback is for the Steelers, Mitchell Trubisky played great against the Pats when he was the Chicago Bear. But Pittsburgh is not an easy place to play, and that'll be, a team that's eager to improve over last year. And they'll also have a staff that will be fortified now, I think, by Brian Flores defensively. And he certainly has had game plans while in Miami that have foiled the Patriots from an offensive standpoint. Then they're home against the Baltimore Ravens, ravaged by injuries a year ago. A team that's looking for a bounce back, a team of the quarterback who presents a lot of problems because of that running ability. And it's a physical, tough football team. And then in week 4, it's at Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And, so you're talking about 4 games, each of them imposing. And, as I said earlier, Bill has talked about September being an extension of the preseason in many respects. When you look at the overall schedule and you consider the strength of the division and the presumed strength of the conference overall, it's imperative for the Patriots to, in my mind, get off to a positive start. Maybe that doesn't mean 4-0, 3-1. Maybe it means 2-2. But they've got to have some taste of success in those 4 games.
Bob, who's a player on the roster that you see perhaps being a pleasant surprise, maybe exceeding expectations this season?
That's a really interesting question, Rich, because I think that, obviously it's somebody that nobody expects. It's going to be a surprise. And a lot of people are looking for Ramondre Stevenson, for example, the second year back out of Oklahoma, to build on what was a very promising and productive rookie campaign. And I'm not sure if Nelson Agholor qualifies as a surprise at this point, because his career has been one of ups and downs in Philadelphia and later Las Vegas. And it's been well chronicled that he's had a good summer for the Patriots, he and Mac Jones have developed chemistry. But I think if he has a productive year, if he has a breakout season, same with Jonnu Smith, I'm not sure it would qualify as a surprise necessarily, because I think it's what people expected when they were brought here, when they were signed by the Patriots. But it certainly would be very pleasant. Maybe flip things over again to the defensive side of the ball. And, a player like Christian Barmore, he couldn't be a pleasant surprise, because I think people are expecting big things from him after a very good rookie season, all things considered. But, maybe it's maybe it's a guy like Raekwon McMillan or Mack Wilson as a linebacker. Maybe it's one of those other secondary players who will be out there this year. Jalen Mills has had a good summer. And again, I don't know if it qualifies as a surprise if he has a good fall for the Patriots. But it will be very pleasant and be, you know, very much a needed thing for them.
Well, Bob, you've been on the call for some of the greatest moments in Patriots history, but as a broadcaster, is it also exciting in many ways to go into a season when expectations might be tempered a bit and get a chance to see what this coaching staff can do with the talent they have and maybe come up with some surprises along the way?
Yeah, Rich, I think, you know, regardless of what the expectations are on the outside or the circumstances are that surround the team, it always should be exciting for you, getting to do what we get to do. And I've been around teams that were winless in the college ranks. I've been around teams that were terrible in minor league baseball, and there's no greater misery in particular than being with a Triple-A baseball team that is going through a long, long summer. Because at Triple-A, nobody wants to be at Triple-A. Everybody believe they belong on the rise to the major leagues, or they're angry that they've been sent down to the major leagues. And I've gone through those experiences, and I think that's hopefully given me some perspective. But that's just beyond that. I mean, we're storytellers, and we want to tell the story of the game. That involves a lot of surprises. That involves twists and turns that are unanticipated. And the great moments that we've been able to enjoy here in New England, so many of them in the postseason, would qualify as, you know, I would say stunning even, if not shocking. Malcolm Butler stepping in front of Russell Wilson's pass. I mean, the Tuck rule, the call being overturned before my time as the Patriots broadcaster, 28-3 coming back on the Falcons. And the game even against Jacksonville in the AFC Championship before the Patriots lost to the Eagles in Super Bowl 52. I mean, I can go down the list if time allowed and come up with, you know, 100 of those moments. And as a broadcaster, as someone whose job it is to tell the story of the team, you know, that's what you love about your job. It's trying to capture that moment, describe it, paint the picture for the listener, but also, you know, do it with perspective and you know, meet that moment convey it with the emotion that's appropriate for it. To be surprised yourself, as I think I certainly was, when Malcolm made that pick on Wilson in Super Bowl 49.
Well, it's one of my favorite parts of the fall, relaxing on Sundays and sitting on the front porch with my radio on, listening to you and Zoe, having a cold beverage and listening to you do what you do so well. So we look forward to always a fun season. No matter how the Patriots do, listening to you and Zoe is always entertaining. We look forward to that and look forward to talking with you throughout the year.
Well, it's always great to be with you. I look forward to the next time. And I look forward to one of these days grabbing a cold beverage and chatting about some of those stories off air.
Absolutely. That'll be great. Thank you, Bob.
All right, Rich. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.